It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2020, recorded Thursday, December 26th, 2024. A wheelie good show. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggy D has some LCD doodle tablets for the kids, also for the kids. Some more astronauts? I'm excited about that. What the heck is it? Plus the last of my Christmas gadgets, perfect for Boxing Day. All next on The GizWiz!
It's the same show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The GizWiz now.
Now, and here he is, good old Saint Dick. Dick DiBartolo, how you doing, Diggie D?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you doing? You were under the weather for a bit.
I can breathe out of my nose.
That's the best place to do.
Which is the best, yeah. There is a feeling during sickness which you long just to be not sick. And I'm not sick anymore, which is fantastic. Yeah, I'm much better. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I took a test. These tests, we've covered them three episodes in a row. I took another test, and I am now negative of COVID, flu A, and flu B. So, hooray.
Perfect. Yeah. I always buy the expensive test because it's guaranteed that you come back negative. So you pay the extra money. And you don't have to worry.
That is the VIP treatment. It's just,
it is. Yeah. Actually, when you take it out of the box, it's already filled out for you.
Yes. It's, well, whichever one you want. Do I want to be positive? Do I want to be negative? That's fun. Okay. Anything? Christmas happened. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was fun. My sister-in-law, Dennis's sister, is in town, so we had some meals. It was very cold. We had some snow, and we did a lot of online things. There's a cabaret here called Studio 54 Below. And it was the lower half of Studio 54, the famous disco. They had a separate room downstairs for VIP and press events, and they turned it into a cabaret. And what's great is a couple times a month, they stream the cabaret act.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's very well done because before the show, they have one camera behind the tables. People go there to have dinner first. And on a big screen, you really feel like you're at a cabaret. So it was great fun. And then I belong to something called Broadway HD, where you can see a fair number of Broadway shows that have been recorded and watch them in HD on the big screen. So we stayed home a lot, but entertained ourselves no end.
That's great. That is great. I basically did the same type of thing. Stayed home, hung out with the dogs and cats, and and my Christmas travel will be this weekend. So
very good.
Heading down to Austin this weekend now.
Oh, that's right. We consumed a lot of OMG Mom's fudge and Dad OMG Dad's fudge.
Perfect. Yeah. Hey, another amazing thing that happened between episodes is our CES fundraiser has continued. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who has given so far. It's incredible, super duper generous. Currently, we are at 70% funded, which is incredible. Absolutely amazing. And coming up, I guess, next week will be our best of worst of.
And that is correct. On January 2nd, best of worst of. We'll do worst of first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll record the best of show. And that'll play back while you are in Vegas.
In Vegas. Getting all the content, getting all the gadgets.
Yeah.
Seeing if there's a FoldyMate competitor. And it'll be good fun. It'll be really, really great fun. So, yeah. I don't think anything else happened with me. So are you ready to jump into some games?
Yeah, sure. Let's go something that kids will love and cheap.
Ooh.
A search on Amazon brought up doodle pads for kids. They've been around a while, but the prices seem to have plummeted. I saw one first. It was $8. And then I saw one for $6. And then I saw this. Tech Joe 4-pack LCD writing tablets, $16. So that's $4 each. 15, a little more than 1,500 reviews, 4.5 stars. So I bought a 4-pack of Tech Joe Draw the Future doodle boards. Couple things about them. First of all, they are nothing like that. Okay. I kept looking for the on switch. And then I realized there is no on switch because they don't light up.
And they are always on.
It is almost impossible. So the little stylus comes built in. Okay. And it's built in and it's kind of built in to kind of stay in.
By built-in, it's been molded into the plastic.
Pretty much.
When you draw on it, let me do my logo here. So you don't have a choice of colors. So, I mean, you can see it, but it's not illuminated like that. The fun thing is, if you remember the old Etch-a-Sketch, you picked up the cellophane.
No, that was...
Was not Etch-a-Sketch?
No, it was Magic Slate.
Oh, Magic Slate. Sorry about that. Magic Slate, you would pull the outer paper off, out. This is just press a little button, and it's gone.
Wow.
So it's kind of fun. I actually... For $4, kids could entertain themselves a long time, except the really bright kids will say, well, where's my iPad? What is this? What is this nonsense? So it's kind of fun, all right? To get around this, getting the little pen out, the box contains one of these for each tablet. Now, attaching this here is a breeze, okay? Attaching it to the pen, I had to get Dennis to do it, and it took him a bit of doing to get it done. The thing is, once it's done, it no longer can click into, it has the hole in it here where the pen goes, but now there's no room for this thing to slide back into the slot. All right, so I guess the thing is just let this the pen hang on it, which will work fine. It comes with the battery in it. There's a caution, kids 3 and up, because if the battery, you know what, let's see where the battery is. Well, you know what, the battery is in with a little screw. You have to take the screw out, mini screw, to get to the battery compartment, because, as you know, a kid swallowing one of those little cell batteries can burn inside the body, parts of the body. So you get 4 of them like that, okay, in 4 different colors. And then you get 4 of these little guys with $16. When you take it out of the box, it may look like it's scratched like this, but it's not. I thought it actually was scratched. It's just that. Anything you do to the, wait a minute, you don't need a stylus. Again, for $4, I think these are really amazing.
That is, honestly, I feel like there's a lot of things that could use this. Just that instant erase stuff is really cool.
Yeah. And it's dropped in price. This afternoon, it went down $1, so now they're $3.75 each.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're still 4 for $15.
Wow.
Something I forgot to mention, and it wasn't until I started playing with it, is that the stylus, device itself, is pressure sensitive. So when you don't press down,
Oh, yeah, look at that. But
yeah, the hello, and then I pressed a little harder, and I got a fatter hello.
I
saw it go by. It's off my screen now. He said he has it in the workshop. I put one in my kitchen.
Yeah. Spaceman just says use it as a notepad on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
These are all great. I really, really like that. In fact, I kind of almost wish they made one without the rainbow background. Like, just make it with...
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. It's available from, it seems like 50 different companies are making it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this seems like one of those.
And it's funny because, I saw one today on sale for $21. It was exactly the same as the ones that... are now $4.75. Oh, you can see there.
Yeah.
That looks like one for $20.
Yeah, like, or this one that's 16. Yeah, the one for 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Why would you? Makes no sense. I guess it's 10 inches. Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, it's a little bit bigger.
A little bigger, but yeah.
Yeah, these are eight and a half.
I mean, look at this one. This is a three-pack for $8, $2.50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is great. Oh, look at that. They put their little stylus through the hole. Make it a little stand.
Oh, that,
I bet yours
that's
does
cool.
that, too, because
you, know
you have
what?
The same hole.
No, it doesn't.
What?
I'll have to drill a hole through it now. Now I'm depressed.
Oh, no. I thought I saw a hole up there. That's where you put the loop of the pin in it.
Oh, wait a minute. You think that's what that's for?
Just a guess.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if it's for it, but someone decided to stick it in there and take a photo of it on this Amazon account, and it looks pretty good.
You know what? It does work.
There you go. New feature unlocked.
That was so clever. And now they'll send out. And now with new exciting.
Exactly.
Re-stand-up accessory.
The original boogie board. Was like
Original boogie board was like, wasn't it like $50?
Oh, this is maybe what? Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like, they've come with new boogie board options.
And how much is it now?
Products. Let's see. That one's, is that for three or for one? This might be where we're getting $20.
Oh, okay. Well, they've come down. The first boogie board was a lot of money. I remember seeing it at CES and I thought, you know, for a notepad, I don't think people are going to pay this kind of money.
I wonder if they saw the competition as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, that's cool. That's really neat. I like that. Okay. Very, very neat.
Next is something else that's very cute and a present. Take a peek.
Christmas is over, but I got a Christmas gift from Jeff and Adam, okay? They had a video on last week's show. It's rare that I get gifts because everybody says the GizWiz has everything, and I normally do. So if I get anything, it's usually like candy or something to eat. So Jeff and Adam say, happy holiday. We're sending you a small gift. We hope you enjoy it. It's a very small version of the recent item you and Chad showed. And this one has voice commands. Enjoy, Jeff and Adam. Okay, remember the little astronaut guy we had that was projected on the ceiling?
Voice commands?
Well, this is...
That's so funny.
The USB LED task light that you control with voice commands. All right. control with, well, this is rare, an instruction book.
In English, only read. English.
And it is, oh, look at this little guy. USB LED task light with voice control. Manual. Read before using this product. Insert the USB interface into any power supply or port for continuous power before using this product. We have our anchor still on the desk from last week. Okay. Oh, this is only USB C to C. So I have to get another
yes,
cable.
Exactly.
All right. I have another anchor device. Okay. That you can plug AC in, but it has USB A here. So let's plug that in. One, all right. And now, let's see.
I have to get the guy balanced. There he is.
Astronaut,
oh,
off.
Oh, good, I need the light. I can use his light.
Astronaut, blue.
Wake it up by saying, hey, light. Hey, light, turn off the light.
Ooh.
Hey, light, turn on the light.
Oh.
Hey, light, dim the light. Dim the light. Dim the light.
Wow.
Dim the light. Oh, that's the end of that little blink. Brighten the light.
What?
Brighten the light. Brighten the light.
It's working too good.
Change the color. Change the color. This is great. Change the color. All right. So it does white, white, and then warm white. This is great. What else can you do? Night light. So it looks like you don't have to say hey light every time.
Yeah, it's just always
turn
listening.
Off the light. You know what? This is kids will love this. Turn on the light.
And
brighten
me.
The light. Brighten the light. Brighten the light.
I think it's great for a little task light.
Say,
yeah.
Lower. Lower.
No, you have to use.
No, you have to do dim. Dim the light. It knows its commands. Dim the light. Change the color. Change the color. Change the color. All right. This is great fun, okay? It's called USB Task Light with voice control. And actually, you know what? It's only voice control, okay? There are no... His arms move. One arm moves. Okay, this arm seems to be molded in. This guy moves that arm, and it looks like moving the arm does nothing. All right, and there are no switches on the back, or on the side, or here. So it's totally voice control. This is really cute. We'll have Chad go over and see how much we can find this little guy for online.
I'm amazed. I'm like, it's such a funny product. It feels like we have too much power. Like, how has technology gotten to the point where voice recognition is so good that you can throw it into a $5 little light?
Yes. Amazon had it for $8 and now it's gone. Five Below had it, and then it vanished. But now Five Below, oh, there's another version. So it looks like the same. Oh, Five Below so got it back again.
Yeah, the unavailable.
Oh, unavailable. Oh,
they have a little UFO instead.
Oh, okay, like a flying saucer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the robot, you know, maybe a store might have it.
Yes, exactly.
I can't believe that that would be $5.
I agree. It didn't have to connect to the internet. Like it just starts working. Like that is weird. That is just crazy.
And Mad Frank picked up on something, is that you don't really see the color shift so much.
Yeah, the camera is too quick.
The camera tries to even everything out.
Yeah.
But you see enough from the shadow that you know it is changing.
It's like the ultimate three. Version of the clapper, except that it seems smarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's cool.
Two gadgets that kids will love, each $5 or less.
That's great. Okay, and then what's next?
We're going to do a little what the heck is it?
Okay.
Well, what the heck is it? You will never, ever guess. Dennis.
Oh, a turbine.
A turbine?
Yeah, wait a second.
That's a good, it does look like that.
Do you know, Chad?
You'll never guess
it. I think
it.
I do.
It's only half the gadget.
It's
the other half. Help at all?
Fans.
It's the police.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right, so...
Me? They look like casters.
Shopping cart that I could carry around, like, if I'm going to a meeting.
Oh, shopping cart, though, is not what I get.
And then going to go shopping on the way back. I wanted something lightweight that would unfold and become a shopping cart, okay? And this is...
Or a valise. They call it a duffel, actually, I think, in the...
The WooMada. WooMada rolling duffel bag. All right. $50, $49.99. All right. I have a big shopping bag, so I throw this in the shopping bag. And the theory is you can put the wheels on and leave them attached, or if you want, you can take them off for easy storage. Oh, did you hear that? See, I see a slit back here. So the wheels go in a slit. And two. I like that they're double wheels. And goes in this way with the thing faces the hole at the back. This is good.
So the tab pops in.
I was worried when I saw this that the wheels would just slide out. But that click thing. And for some reason, in the bag, there's an extra wheel. Okay. So then you turn it over. But it's one of those bags that... you've probably seen these, right? That goes on and on and on, and you can unzip. Oh, is this?
It's like a Mary Poppins bag.
Yeah.
Does this ever stop? All right, so now you have that much.
So you have 30 liters before you open one compartment. Then you have 45 liters. And then when you open it all the way, it's 60 liters.
Wow.
Let me open the top. This looks pretty good. All right, look at this. I don't know if you can see in there in this light, but this is going to hold a lot of stuff. I also like the very long straps because sometimes, like on the bus or something, you put it on your shoulder. And I assume there's nothing in it.
I actually haven't shopped with it yet. I just got it this week.
I like this. Okay. There it is. The WooMada. Okay. And it comes in a bunch of colors. And it's $50 on Amazon. I think it's great. And now I will go shopping.
Make sure to put the milk on the bottom, not on the top. That would be bad. And then the chips on the top, not the bottom.
Oh, very good. Very good. You ever traded Joe's out there?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
They're very good at packing.
Oh yeah.
I say they're Tetris people. They just yes.
Yes.
There's one guy. He sort of lays everything out and sort of and then he goes click 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 click.
Yeah.
Everything's in there. I said, well, we could. I should have bought more stuff.
Yeah, the Trader Joe's is really good. The Publix is really good at bagging, and then Walmart is they don't even try, and
Walmart if they hit the bag they consider.
I mean,
it.
Yeah, Walmart is it's when you buy it, it goes into the next bag, you know, and then then when that bag gets full, they have a little thingy and then they pull it around and it goes to the next bag. They don't got time for that. They don't got time to bag Walmart. But yeah. So this is great. I love that it's expandable depending on how much you get.
Yeah.
Wham bam.
I mean, I'll know better after I fill it with canned goods and bottled soda and stuff. But it seems. I like the fact that you have a spare wheel just in case.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when they pop in and out, it's pretty nice. Yeah. I also like that brand name, WooMotta. It's like, you know, who wants, what's the motto with you? WooMotta? Me Motta? No, you Motta. Who Motta? WooMotta.
Very funny.
Okay, dokie. There we go. Well, with that, let's head into a little bit of a crappier situation.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's. Crappy corner. Get it.
Holy moly, diggity. This one was a weird one, okay? The I don't even know if the video does an amazing job. Remember how I was talking about Boxing Day?
Yeah.
Well, this is, as you can see, this is Christmas box C. Okay. Over here, Christmas box B. What does it all mean? I'll explain in my video. Here we go. Hey, okay. Diggity. So we are back at it again with another Christmas gadget. And today, this one is like already a gift. Look at that. This is quite the gadget. This is going to be bigger than normal. I'm actually quite excited about this. It is an automated Christmas tree watering system. You may be thinking to yourself, why do I need to water my Christmas tree? Well, if your tree is alive, you still need to give it some water. Otherwise, it just loses all of its little needles really, really fast. So this is a way to automatically water your tree. Let's get into it. One thing that I did notice is it's glued shut. The whole thing. This is like one of the best packaging we've ever gotten from Amazon. It actually requires us to like open
my
it
gosh.
Like a food product. I don't know why, but it's quite interesting. Oh my gosh. Let's actually get into it. Holy moly. I typically don't do unboxings, but this one has quite a lot. Look at this. We have the directions. We have
the direction of the current?
Yeah, that was different. Different, apparently. I explain it kind of later.
Okay.
Moly. You'll see it pop up. And then later. The boxes. Now, here's how this works. These are specifically made to look like gifts. Okay, that is empty. These are going to be water reservoirs that will hide the fact that they're water reservoirs by looking like traditional gifts. So the green one is, I guess, one water reservoir. Here we go. The at the bottom, it just says Christmas box. Christmas box A. Oh, I see what it says. There's also some markings on the side so you can see how much water is inside. Oh, look at that. Christmas box A. And then these will go together. Oh my gosh. And then that is my first Christmas box. This is like a Russian nesting doll situation as I'm pulling out more and more smaller Christmas boxes that all fit into one another. It's
will be, I think, the last one. There we go. And then inside of this...
Holy this cow. This is like... Wow.
We got buckets. Inside of here, we have three different buckets.
This is like watering a forest.
I have pumps, and I have funnels. Holy moly, it's a whole kit. I'm going to have to put this all together and test it out. It looks like here's just kind of a little preview of what we're going to be doing. We're going to be running the water line between each gift in... So let me get this all set up. Okay, so it is all set up, and as you can see, there's a tube that goes from one present to the next and then ends with this tube, which should keep our fake tree alive.
Yeah.
So let's take a look inside of each one of these. It's a little bit janky for sure. This is just a plastic tub that, like, I could imagine just getting a Target. They've all nicely been labeled. All of the tubes fit into pre-cut holes that are on the top, and they go from one to the next. You can kind of see the other plastic bucket inside of these. These markings mean nothing because the buckets, like, I mean, I guess, you could. You also get this little guy, which is, I guess, a water meter to tell how much water is inside. And then whenever you want to fill up your tree, you would use this pump to pump the water over. Now let's kind of try this out. It comes with a funnel, so I'll stick a funnel into the top of this first reservoir, and then I'm just going to take just some water and pour it through into the top. I do like that, because assuming that this was all set up and you had lots of gifts around, that type of thing, I could imagine wanting to come over here with, you know, not your sink. The tubes will be installed, so you really don't want to move the reservoirs after you've started. So I can fit quite a lot of water in there. I did about half of this big old jug, and I would say, look at that little watermark. It is right there. There is the line that I can see. So, let's first off, does this thing work? No, kind of. I've had a lot of frustrations with whatever this little gadget is thing that they've given us, because they also give you a little cutout on the lid, and getting it the cutout to line up with the cutouts for these tubes moving this in here, which is not a centered, anyway, I don't really like this Santa. It's been kind of annoying. Now, the idea is that we would pump this from here, I guess, into the next reservoir in the system, which is currently empty, or I could go and try to fill that up. So we pump, pump, pump. Okay, looks like we're getting some water in there. Yeah, it's working. Uh-oh. And so is this. Holy moly, it works out here as well. We gotta put this. Okay, I'm doing this a little bit more. I honestly don't quite understand why I would want these other two reservoirs filled.
I can't either.
And plus this to pump out water. I don't understand why we need one, two, and three reservoirs. And if are these not... Why am I filling these up? I'm very confused by the situation, where the pump is located. It seems like maybe the pump should be located over here. They do give you another pump, just in case it doesn't work. Apparently these pumps break all the time, because this little thing just explains that if you're having problems, you know, there's reasons why. I'm still very confused about how this math works, but... it is what it is. The other thing is that they do mention the flow rate. I don't see any arrows. I don't understand that. Anyway, they give you an extra one of those on top of the funnel and everything you see here.
I don't hear you.
Any ideas on why you would want those reservoirs in the pump situation?
This seems more like a system for the tree at Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? I couldn't figure out, as you said, why not just one box?
I don't know. Also, what makes it automatic? There's no part of this that's automatic. Ours. Others. See, that does not how that worked. You didn't give me...
I like you, I have... this seems almost stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. I don't it's so well executed that it seems like it should work. I just don't get it.
What kind of reviews did it get? Oh, too many parts and pieces. I see that review. This is amazing. It says.
It seems like overkill. I agree. And the people who love their Christmas trees hopefully will have seen this product and will consider it. I also don't know of another that, like, when I... Oh, well, I mean, there's one right here. Like, what is this one? This one doesn't look like a gift, but... What? This seems so much better.
Yeah, it's one single thing. That seems to make way more sense.
Yeah. Anyway, we went down a rabbit hole, and I got a whole bunch of boxes now, and funnels and pumps and the all the tubing is back here.
It's crazy.
And the tubing, by the way, is it will fit through this, and it's now like attached, like the
oh, I see, yeah.
The lids or whatever. So anyway, it was a weird one. $26, $25.99 for the water reservoir system. If you want it. Physics got now, and that's the thing. Physics comes down to physics, comes down to physics. I'm saying, my bad for not having a real tree to really test this out, because I don't know what these tubes are doing over here.
I think the tree would be dead by the time the water got to the end.
Probably. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, so we didn't get any videos this week, but since it snowed, my outdoor trains were not working, and I got to play with my indoor train, and I thought, oh, wait a minute. I have a video on this that we haven't shown in probably 12 years.
Ooh.
And I thought this is a perfect week to show my standing in place running train.
Oh.
It's time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse, but we're not going to the warehouse. This gadget belongs in the warehouse because it's 21 years old, but it's too nice. What is it? I'll give you a hint. Something to do with a train. It's the Lionel Chessy System Special Steam Locomotive, the 484, in a showcase, and it runs. What? It's in a showcase and it runs? I'll show you. It's suspended over the track. Special mode is run the wheels.
What?
And let's go for a ride. I'm going to take the top off so you can really hear this.
Smoke.
Nifty, it has electronic whistle, the sound of steam, puffing smoke, transformer. Now the transformer
Palm is optional. Actually, Dennis is going to come around the back and show you the transformer. So you have your bell, you have your whistle, and you have your... And notice when it stops, smoke still coming out of the smokestack. Now, you still can find a locomotive and tender on eBay from time to time for about $500. But 21 years ago, when this thing was a set with a display case, it was about $2,000. So I'm going to hop on here, and I'm riding out of here.
Wow. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
I think there was a train video on the screen, but it got left out.
Wow. There's so much. I can't believe the audio engine that's like running to make the sound.
It needed to run not only the locomotive, but it had to spin the coal car wheels because all the electronics for the sound is in the coal car, and it has to know the speed so it can pulse the sound of an engine.
Yeah,
it's an amazing thing.
It really is. And then the smoke that was coming out, like, yes. Do you have to fill that with oil, like, before it, like...
You're dropping a little smoke fluid.
Yeah.
For some reason, that also is track cleaner. You can use it for either. And you put in, like, 6 drops, and it can make smoke for about 20 minutes.
That's great. That is incredible. Wow. Does it still run to this day? Still?
Oh, I ran it. Yes, that's what made me think of it. I was in the house and I said, oh, let me see if my train still runs. And I did. And I said, I should shoot a video of this. And I said, wait a minute.
Wow.
I did. You can tell by my mustache how old that video is.
Yeah. Yeah, you can date you based off of the colors. It's exactly. Not quite carbon dating. It's keratin dating.
Yeah. And someone remarked that for a video that old, the quality was pretty good. I have no idea what I used to shoot it.
Yeah.
It was certainly not a phone.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay, and then you have, fill us in on this.
Oh, yes, you know, I want to say, if you're a train fan, you should check out Virtual Rail Fan. So they have some free cameras, and actually... Do they have a link there? Click on Watch on YouTube, which is on the screen down at the bottom of where it says...
I see right
here. Arvada, yeah. You click on that, and it goes to there. And then scroll down, and you'll see on the right, yours doesn't have it.
Here, let's go with it.
Someone you know...
Get out of here. There we go.
There you go. They have lots of cameras that are free. Now, I have the $5 a month plan, and I set up my screen with 9 cameras that I like watching.
Wow.
And then I just have it off on a monitor all on its own, and then when I see something happening on a monitor on one of the screens I like, I just increase it. And then I have it full screen.
That's great.
But this is a fun thing. This is down in Florida. Oh, this is down your way.
Yeah, I saw Tampa this way to Tampa Bay, and I was like,
let's
go check it out.
And I kept thinking, suppose the train's going right to left, but it really wants to go in the other direction. How is that possible? And then in the daytime, I saw there's a switch and there's a connecting track in all that grass where a train can actually change complete direction and end up on the other track.
Wow.
So it's fascinating. If you like trains, Virtual Rail Fan is a great website. A lot of free stuff. And as I said, the $5 a month plan, you can, and it's a 24/7. I usually watch Amtrak passenger trains unload in Flagstaff. I think it's the 11:10 p.m. train. It's just great fun.
That is so cool. That is very, very cool. The closest thing that I've seen that is kind of just a fun way to add to this story is the same way that people are so into trains, like you're explaining, they're also into aircraft. And I remember the Dallas airport had an observation area just for people just to go and watch just the aircraft come in, almost in this exact same, you know, same vibe.
Do they stream it also?
You know, they might.
Probably in this day and age, they probably do.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I just find that so fascinating. If people want to send in their own videos, how can they?
Okay. A video, anything to do with a gadget. Okay. 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. You can be in it like I was. Make sure we can see and hear the gadget. And put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL can see it, and send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it, we show 99% of everything. We'd love to get some new people, okay? I think today Mo sent me another video, which we'll definitely use. But we love to get someone who's never sent in a video. It's so easy. Just use your phone. The camera in your phone is great. The mic in your phone is great, especially at close range. Mail@gizwiz.tv. 1 to 3 minutes. Anything to do with a gadget. New, old, gadget you love, a gadget you hate, and our favorite, a techie gadget from the past that is laughable now, but it's fun to talk about how it worked and how much it cost years and years ago. And I haven't
and why you needed it.
And why you're needing it. And I haven't uploaded it to the website, but you'll be playing for the February 2025 issue of Mad. Oh, and do it soon.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just realizing, like, 5 days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Hey, with that, let's move on to the letter.
Our letter is from Dan, and it's more for you.
Ooh.
He says, guys, I'm a long-time listener, occasional donator. A while back, Chad mentioned that he uses ultraviolet light to clean his CPAP machine and hoses.
I don't.
Okay. And I'll finish the letter because it gets very funny. I can't remember the name of it. I searched your website. I came up with the Clorox steamer, but I'm not sure that's what he said he used. Perhaps I'm confusing you with another podcast, so it might be me. Do either of you have any idea what I'm talking about? Thanks, Dan. I thought you said that word, CPAP.
My mother might have talked to me about something like that, maybe.
Okay.
Now, so what a CPAP machine is it's, you know, a forced air device. So you put it on.
Oh, I think we did talk about something like that.
Yeah, yes. And so it helps push air into your lungs, just normal air. It's not like so it's like a fan type situation, that is, it's difficult to keep those things clean because they're strapped to your face all night long. And you know why? There might be a reason. There's a CPAP machine manufacturer just started actually making a Vision Pro strap that everyone's really excited about, because people who wear CPAP machines, they sleep with them on. They have them on all day. You got to know your headset technology pretty well. So people are excited about that coming up. When it comes to the UV stuff, you got to keep them clean. And so the UV light that I can't quite remember either. Just kind of quickly, ultraviolet, you know, looking for something like that. It looks like this is the...
Boy, they're expensive.
Brand. Yeah, exactly.
Like, holy cow.
That is an expensive gadget.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Get the Clorox thing. I don't know if that would do it or not.
Exactly. Mostly I've used the ultraviolet cleaners for cell phones. And I even remember when we were at TWIT, Padre SJ did an experiment with them. And he found that they were pretty effective at clearing away, you know, bacteria that might be on a phone.
Which that's Michael in chat says, I use one. So, Michael, how do you clean yours?
And I think the traditional way to clean it is just soap and water.
Okay. Loke says, keeping them clean is the most miserable part.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dan, I don't think we have a positive answer.
I don't have a perfect answer for you.
We have a way to look it up, but it seems they cost hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. With that, I want to say a big old thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your support of our show. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back over on Patreon. There, it's a reoccurring payment. So, just so you know, gizwiz.tv is where you can go to find our Patreon page. There's a big Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click on that, and it'll take you to a big banner where you can follow to Patreon. And there's also on that page a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal if you want to give via PayPal. Also, gizwiz.tv is where we're doing our CES 2025 fundraiser. So if you want to support us that way with a one-time donation, that would be fantastic. Just gizwiz.tv and you'll find it there. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, the website will update with the live stream. So you can hang out and chat along with everybody. And I highly encourage you to join our chat room, which is just underneath the live stream. Fantastic, wonderful group of folks there that are here all the time. And it's just amazing to see them in the chat over and over and over. Gizwiz.biz is Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder, head on over there, and while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is your last chance before this gadget gets replaced with a different gadget that you got to guess on, and you're playing for the Mad Magazine that Dickie just showed us, Artificial Unintelligence, and so get a guess in. There are 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over gizwiz.biz. Oh, and I hate to give it away right at the end. But this is actually the Krispy Kreme donut, the newest Krispy Kreme donut flavor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry to give that away.
Right. Oh, and don't forget New Year's Eve.
Yes, New Year's Eve.
If you're alone or with people, we're doing a little show. We usually start around 20 to 12 East Coast time. We're just doing it for the East Coast people. But anybody who is alone or friends, boring friends, jump in and join us, okay?
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, it'd be great. We don't know what we're doing. We're probably going to have champagne and welcome in the new year. We'll have a countdown clock. And you will not be alone because you'll be with all your friends here at the show.
It'll be wonderful. That'll be just our website, gizwiz.tv. Head on over and join us, please. That'll be fantastic. New Year's Eve on the East Coast. I don't think we'll talk to people until we have that. So please, come on down. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
And that wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.